Welcome back to the Power to Love podcast. This is part 4 of the Love Word series, and we're going to pick up where we left off from part 3 with putting together your second feeling message. Now remember, you want to be in your feelings, in this moment, finding your truth and putting your feelings together from there. And remember the stewing pot. There's always a mixture of feelings going on. By now, you should have a list of feeling words together, even if it's a small list. This exercise is where you want to start putting that to practice, to actually start testing those words out. Now, we left off in part 3 with putting together a script, and you did a script of, you started with your good feelings, and you gave a feeling message about something positive, something you felt good for that day at some point. Remember, the whole part of scripting the feeling message for this exercise was how to approach a problem that you want to discuss with him. So let's continue the scenario from part 3. You're upset with him about something he didn't do. You created your first feeling message about a good feeling from that day. Now let's start working on putting together the next steps to sharing feeling messages to address the problem. And we're going to talk about the not so good feelings. What do you do with those? And more importantly, how do you script those? How do you even come up with the words? What words do you use to express something, a feeling that's not good? Well, I can't give you a list and I can't tell you what words to use, but let's go through what not to do. The first thing you don't want to do is to characterize the problem. Instead, you want to express your feeling. So what do I mean? I was using an example where he said something at the movies and I was still feeling a little some kind of way about it. And I just gave him enough facts for the context that what I'm talking about is what happened at the movies and you said something. That's it. I didn't want to go any further with characterizing what the problem is. Then the next step is to stay in the present moment. Don't snap back to the prior thing that happened. Don't go remembering things, because as soon, remember your thoughts, your beliefs, as soon, and your focus, as soon as you start focusing on those facts, your feelings will follow. Stay in the present moment. Stay connected to your feelings. And if or when your mind pops into thinking of the future or slips back into remembering the past, take a few deep breaths. Practice it. Take a deep breath. Bring your awareness to your mixture of feelings in that moment, this moment right now, and then inhale. Bring your awareness to the mixture of the feelings again to this moment and exhale. There you go. Repeat as needed. And this will keep you from characterizing the situation instead of expressing your feelings or focusing on the future or the past. You have to stay in the present moment. The next thing is, you know the facts about whatever the issue is and whatever you want to speak to him about. But you know the facts, so there's no need to reiterate that. There's no need for him to understand the facts. What he needs to understand is how you feel. That's what's most important. I know that doesn't make sense, but trust me, he needs, because men hear a certain way. And once you start talking, all he hears wah 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 wah, and whatever stinging, biting, smashing, crashing thing you said, he remembers that, and then he just tunes out the rest. We all do it. I don't say just men do it. I do it too. I hear the first thing you say, and after that, I don't hear anything else you guys say, because you came at me wrong. Anyway. Knowing that you know the facts, that's okay. You don't need to make him understand the facts. What you need to express are your feelings and just enough context that he knows what you're talking about. Make it brief and sweet. Just like I did in the example from part 3. He said, I'm feeling a little confused about what you said at the movies the other night. Boom. That's it. Nothing else. I'm not throwing in any more facts. I gave him who, what, when, where. That was sufficient. The next part is, don't shut down or put up a wall between the two of you. And don't make him wrong. I'll put a link. I have a post on Don't Make Him Wrong. It's so important, and it's a precursor to don't push him away. And you want to remember the don't do list. If you haven't seen the don't do list, or you haven't started practicing with it, I'm going to go through it quickly. But more importantly, for this exercise, I want you to think of the don't do list and look at your words, your love words. And the don't do list is how not to use your words. All right, let's take it from that point. So the first is, don't try to control him. Then it's, don't try to control the situation or the outcome. And I have a few new ones. I'm going to throw one or two of them in there. And the first one is, don't explain. Don't explain. Don't. When you find yourself getting explainy, stop. Don't explain. The next one is, don't criticize him. Don't advise him unless he asks. Don't judge him. Don't warn him. Don't coax him. Don't make suggestions to him. Don't complain. Don't cry. Don't use the word you when you're talking about something negative. I find that one to be very helpful. And if he says no, accept that as his answer. For now, there's a whole process after that. Now, I know I just gave you a lot of information, but the don't do list is crucial when we're putting together feeling messages, because you're like, I was just telling him my feelings. Yeah, but how did you come at him? You know, this is the whole objective of feeling messages and speaking to him in this manner is so that he hears you. And that's why we focus on the feelings, because what he must hear is how you felt. Because you're coming across to him as a feeling person. Yes, there are focuses and thoughts going on, but what drives you are your feelings. And you have control over your feelings. You have an understanding and awareness of your feelings, and you're a feeling-based creature. And it's because of those feelings that he feels too. So I think what you feel is kind of urgent. It's all how you come across to him. So the next thing is, You want to know what, after you've said your feeling message. I didn't get into the actual feeling message. I'm still helping you put the concept together and the boundaries on this. But let's say you've said your feeling message, you've gotten it out, you've expressed it to them. Then we just put a question at the end. What do you think? Is there something I should know? Or what can we do to fix this? You can tweak these however you want, but I want you to get the idea. You don't just say your feeling message and leave it out there. You always close it out with a question. And the question, these are questions that Rory Ray actually coaches when she does her feeling message, and she has a whole program on scripting. It's, what do you think? Is there something I should know? Or what can we do to fix this? And you can come up with your own questions, but these are to give you an idea of how you're putting a pin in it so that now he has the floor. Now he has something to say or not, you know, and you deal with it from there. If he doesn't have anything to say or he doesn't want to discuss it. And if he doesn't want to discuss it at that moment, you could say, okay, well, you know, what would be a good time so that we could discuss it? And if he doesn't want to discuss it, then I'll put links down in the show notes. There are things to do. All of this is in the academy. I'm trying to give a refresher for the academy clients and to bring it all together, to meld it all together into what this process looks like and what the pieces of the process of putting together a feeling message about an issue you want to address. What are all those pieces? What are the moving parts? And why are we doing it this way? So let's go back to my example. He said something at the movies that I thought, you know, that I felt some kind of way about. And I'm feeling a little confused about it. And it's not what he said. It's how I felt. And I don't want to make him wrong. I don't want to push him away. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it. I think within my heart, if I do a little deep diving, I think within my heart, I want him to know that I got mixed signals. And more than getting mixed signals, I felt confused. I felt confused. I thought he felt a certain way about something and this sounded completely different. Maybe I'm being a little touchy or overwhelmed or emotional. I don't know. But I felt some kind of way. And here's the issue. The feeling's not going away and my mind keeps replaying it. Now, this is what's going on inside of me. I'm not necessarily going to explain that to him. But this is what's going on in my mind. It keeps going back to that moment. It keeps replaying that moment. And so rather than say to him, oh, you said this, 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 and that, and what do you think? He's going to shut down right there. He's going to feel attacked. He's going to feel, what if I'm wrong? Think about it. What if I'm wrong and I'm coming at him that way? No, that's not the way to do it. Instead, it's like I'll say something like, you know, it was so cool hanging out at the movies. I really enjoyed it. The movie was great. And when you made the comment about the couple in front of us, it just felt weird to me. I feel confused. I didn't get that. And what do you think? Now, honest answer, he told me I misinterpreted and he didn't mean it at all. And he wasn't even talking about the people in front of us. Whoa, was I off or was I off? And all I said was, wow, thank you. I'm so glad I asked you about that. And I think he told me to lighten up. I think so. But my point is the dialogue continued. There were no hurt feelings. He was just sitting there shaking his head, looking at me, which was funny. But do you see, I kept my solidness. I expressed my feelings and there was no attack on him. I was still keeping it light. I was still referring to good feelings within me, you know, as far as the movie was great, it was a good night, it was really cool hanging out. And then I got to the truth. It wasn't, and notice, I never said what he said. I just said the comment that you made about the couple sitting in front of us. Guess what? I still don't know who he was talking about. I still don't know who he's talking about. But I just felt it was, I felt for them to hear it. They heard what he said. And honestly, I felt embarrassed. And I'm like, why would he embarrass me like that? So I'm telling you what was really going on in my mind. I popped back up into my head. I'm telling you what happened in my mind. But that's not how the feeling message and the script went. And everything worked out fine. I'm cool. I really didn't want to delve into it anymore. I wanted to relieve myself of that feeling. Because my mind, my focus, my beliefs kept dragging me back into it. Do you see how it was my issue and not his? So I'm going to stop here and let you practice this. I gave you a very personal example, but I want you to practice this. But the most important thing is at this point, you need to be adding more words to your list, your love words, and it's okay to put in words that express negative feelings or words that express not so good situations. It's okay. It doesn't all have to be flowery and pretty and beautiful. You can have some different toned words in there. But just go through the parameters and the boundaries that I gave you in this podcast. Okay. Until next time. Ciao.